Architectural artist Jane Greely had built her career out of illustrating iconic buildings around Brisbane. But after a debilitating illness completely changed her life and her perspective, Jane found creative inspiration in her own backyard, literally.
I looked in one direction, there was a block of flats, which I had done some small paintings and drawings of. I thought, oh, I've done that. I'm not going to go back to what I did before. This is a new start. And then I looked in the opposite direction and looked over the back fence. And Maria's garden was really complex. It's really difficult. It's not something you could do in half an hour. And I thought, oh, why don't I do that? And that's what I did. I started drawing her garden. And it was difficult and it was complex. And you could have done a rough sketch in half an hour. But the more I looked, the more I understood more about Maria's life.
Oh, if I got no garden, I think I can't live. I love the garden. That's my enjoyment.
It's just a normal suburban back garden. It's not particularly big, but it's forever changing every day. And Maria is in the garden nearly every day, and she has a variety of every sort of plant except bananas. She doesn't like bananas. But she has beans and tomatoes, endives, figs, everything.
So it's primarily an edible garden?
Yes. And around the clothesline during the cooler months of the year, she has a circle of red geraniums. And when it gets hot, they sort of go out to the edges. So it's almost like a formal part of the garden. But the back garden is mostly, vegetables, yeah. All the frames that held the beans were made of bits of bamboo or bits of pipe that were tied together with scraps of wire or rag. And she was, meticulous in recycling and saving things long before it became popular. And I think that came from her background of perhaps deprivation during the war in a rural area. There are many Italian immigrants in Ufarm who settled after World War II. And her father, they lived in rural Italy. And during World War II, he was conscripted into the Italian army, captured by the Australians, and was brought back here as a prisoner of war and worked on a farm. And, of course, he was a farmer, not a soldier. And that turned out very well, because when he was sent back to Italy, the first thing he wanted to do was come back to Australia. And he did that, bringing his family in bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. And that's how Maria came here. I sort of always secretly wanted to be an artist, and sometimes you have to be slapped down and fall deeply before you sort of really, try something a bit brave, and that was what happened to me.
Yeah, well, what did happen? Because there have been a few sort of plot twists in life for you.
Yeah, so I've always generated my own income, always been self-employed, always employed people, always generated what it might, had control of my life. And then about 10 years ago, I got a very debilitating illness, ankylosing spondylitis, which basically cripples you, and it means that your back starts to fuse together, and you can't breathe without pain. You can't sleep because you're in pain. A job that would take me 2 months to do, I could do barely in a week or two. So gradually, I lost everything that I had built up. I lost my business, my client base. I lost the ability to earn a living, to be independent. I had to rely on my husband. Thank heavens he kept me on for income and everything. So everything that I was sort of made me as a person, I thought, was taken away from me. And after several years, things were looking pretty black and dark. I was looking at the ground. I was losing 10% lung capacity every year, and it wasn't looking good. And then I got this wonderful new drug. They'd put me through a lot of drug trials, and I eventually got a wonderful drug that was an immunosuppressant. And all of a sudden, literally overnight, my life changed. And for anyone that has had an illness or cancer or whatever and has gone through a severe period, you don't come out sort of beating your chest and yelling, hooray. You sort of take quite a few months to sort of, re-enter the world. It was several months after this, and I was standing at the clothesline hanging out the washing, which I really love to do. It's my favourite task.
Really?
Yes, it is. I do. I actually do like that. And I had stopped, at that point I had stopped looking at what I'd lost And I thought, well, what can I do?
It was this change in perspective that led to Jane drawing Maria's humble garden. And it was a drawing that captured the attention of the art world. Jane was awarded the Dobell Prize for Drawing, a prestigious award that comes with a $30,000 prize.
What are you going to do with the $30,000 you won from the Dobell Prize?
It's already spent. No, it isn't. The problem is that for me is not to spend it. I haven't received the check yet. But you know, you always sit there and think, oh, you know, I really wish that I had that really fat brush or all the watercolour paints I can never afford, or I'm going to buy a lot of paper. That's all I'm going to say. A lot of paper and pencils.
For people who might be imagining your image, I want to now interject with architectural illustration, because it's not that you've drawn this green, luscious garden with, you know, beans and tomatoes and figs. You have depicted Maria's garden in black and white, and also you superimposed architectural lines on it. Why?
Yes, because this is the second series I've done of Maria's garden, and the first were just of just the plain garden. But I'm well aware in New Farm that once Maria passes on, that the garden will be gone very, very quickly, 20 minutes probably, because the land is so valuable. And I've thought, well, how can I protect about, I can't do anything about that because that's the nature of the way of the world. I made a mini documentary of her because I think we can't preserve the garden, but we can preserve the memory of what she's done.
Do you ever get to benefit from Maria's harvests as her neighbour?
She's actually never offered me anything. And I have bananas and she doesn't like bananas. So we haven't really had much of a trade at all.